DOD is facing two deadlines that began as internal policy goals and were later enshrined in law by Congress. It's required to have its entire consolidated financial statement ready to pass muster with independent auditors by fiscal year 2017, and a smaller scale audit covering only the department's statement of budgetary resources is supposed to be ready for fiscal 2014. There have been some setbacks since those goals were established, though, including strains on the department's financial management workforce as a result of the past few years of federal budget turmoil and civilian furloughs. But DOD says its current position is that its 2017 statements will be ready to go. To test progress toward that goal, the department is telling all of its components to get ready for a limited scope financial audit in 2015, according to Margot Sheridan, the new director of DOD's Financial Improvement and Audit Readiness Directorate.
We're going to learn a great deal from this. I'm not sure we're going to pass it, but we're going to learn a lot. And this should help us to broaden our, and we plan to broaden our audit scope in future years, with the goal to undertake a full-scope financial audit of the Department of Defense beginning in early fiscal year 2018.
DOD saw a small glimmer of hope toward its audit goals last month when officials announced that the Marine Corps had become the first military service ever to receive an unqualified opinion on its schedule of budgetary activity. That result essentially demonstrated that the Marines could provide sufficient documentation of the money they received from Congress and what they spent in fiscal 2012, and the SBA itself is a slimmed-down version of the Statement of Budgetary Resources DOD has to produce for 2014. Still, as Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel noted in a Pentagon ceremony marking the achievement last week, progress is progress.
I know that it might seem a bit unusual to be in the Hall of Heroes to honor a bookkeeping accomplishment. But damn, this is an accomplishment, and I think it deserves a Hall of Heroes recognition.
Financial management leaders from the other military services are not yet ready to predict when their own services will duplicate the Marine Corps' success. But James Watkins, the Army's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Financial Operations, says each service began the effort from a different starting place, particularly with regard to transitioning their decades-old IT systems for financial accounting into modern enterprise resource planning systems that meet government accounting standards. In the Army's case, Watkins says service leaders decided they needed to wait to undergo audits until their main ERP, the General Fund Enterprise Business System, was up and running.
And the reason for that is the legacy systems are not auditable, and it would take a lot of money and time and effort to get them auditable, and that money and effort would be wasted if we're going to throw the legacy systems away before 2018. So we had to wait until the GFIB system was fully deployed for the general fund to build our, you know, to execute our strategy.
GFABs began coming online at Army bases in 2012, and since then, the Army has undergone four localized outside audits dealing with its budgetary resources and inventories of assets in order to begin to understand where the Army's main financial weaknesses lie. Watkins says that iterative process gave his service valuable lessons, and it's now expanding the process across the Army.
What I've learned out of all this in the last few years is that deploying an ERP, first of all, it was very difficult, and it was done successfully. But that's just the tip of the iceberg for the work that has to be done. We fielded a system that changes the processes and the procedures, the organization, the roles and responsibilities. You know, I know in industry you trade out a personnel system for one for another, and they're both ERPs. It's not so bad. But when you're trading out an ERP for a legacy system that's 40 years old, there's a lot of other changes. So what we're expecting the staff to do and the skills we expect from the staff are different.
The Air Force freely admits it's further behind than the Army is in terms of deploying its new IT systems to support audit readiness. That service is resigned to the fact that its main ERP, the Defense Enterprise Accounting and Management System, won't be ready in time to handle the audit of DOD's 2017 financial statements. Stephen Herrera, the Air Force's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Financial Operations, says DEAMS is now deployed to six bases compared to two last year. But if it has a hope of producing audit-ready statements 4 years from now, it's going to have to retrofit its legacy systems to perform the task.
And we're not going to take unaffordable and make unwise investments on those systems to get them there. But quite frankly, we realize as big as the Air Force is, it would be unachievable to not rely on our systems and have strong system controls. So we're doing the due diligence. Our sleeves are rolled up, and I'll tell you, it's like highs and lows.
The Navy is hoping to capitalize on lessons its Marine Corps brethren just learned after three successive attempts to earn a clean opinion on its budget numbers. The Navy says it's ready to assert audit readiness in 8 out of 10 elements of its schedule of budgetary activity. Like the other services, it's also making progress on tracking the existence and completeness of its inventory of equipment. The Navy's broken down that equipment tracking exercise into 13 areas, says Dennis Titano, the Navy's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Financial Operations.
7 of those we have asserted as audit ready. Most of those, 4 of those in our military equipment area, the big stuff, planes, ships, and subs. And we've got those validated. They're audit ready. We were proud of that. However, the folks on the Hill said, we expect you to know where the big stuff is. You should not tell us you can't find an aircraft carrier.
Sheridan, who took her current job at the Defense Department after successfully helping the Coast Guard pass a financial audit for the first time, says DOD has been and still is focused on getting clean opinions on its annual budget numbers. After that, it'll have to move on to the much more complicated task of documenting every day-to-day transaction to the satisfaction of auditors.
We've barely started the balance sheet. So what my office is going to be doing is we're going to start mapping out the path to get to all those balance sheet items that we gave up on years ago, but we're going to have to deal with it. I'm hoping that we secure a pretty quick win with these budgetary accounts and can move into the proprietary business, which is probably a whole lot more complex than receiving an appropriation, obligating money, and outlaying money. But it's up to my office to lay out that path for these gentlemen, and we're going to be doing that over the next few months.
But she says it is not an impossible task.
Auditability can be achieved in a military organization. I think folks thought that couldn't be done. The Coast Guard proved that it can be done. But there's a however to that. You have to have the right leadership emphasis, and you have to make an appropriate investment in people and other resources to close those gaps to auditability. And we're not kidding ourselves. We know that this is going to be a huge investment of time and people, and we're just going to have to make it in DOD to get it done.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.com and 1500 AM.